Dictation for Sue, S-U-E, Anne, A-N-N, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, June 1555. Addresses a letter to Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Bailey, D as in David, A-I-L-E-Y, P-A-C, 593-3385. Dear Mrs. Daly, consultation for Mrs. Furman, isolated, elevated BUN creatinine that already has returned to normal. Baseline creatinine is around 0.8 to 1. In August went to 1.2, 1.3. She does not recall anything happening at that time. I did an extensive review of system, 14 of them, all of them being negative. Creatinine has returned to normal. However, a kidney ultrasound shows question right-sided hydronephrosis with both kidneys in the small size, 9.3 on the right, 9.4 on the left. There has been no prior history of kidney stones. She doesn't recall any abdominal flank pain around August or any gross hematuria, frequency, urgency, dysuria. There was no associated gastrointestinal symptoms, no fever, no upper respiratory symptoms, no rash. Next paragraph, past medical history for migraine, osteoporosis, elevated cholesterol, takes propranolol prophylaxis for migraine, no history of hypertension, diabetes, prior kidney problems or recurrent urinary tract infection, no kidney stones, no liver disease, no cardiovascular or cerebrovascular abnormalities, no peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils adenoids, bilateral ear surgery, tubal ligation. Next paragraph, question side effects to iodine, although the data says it was for MRI, in that case that would be gadolinium, so that's not clear. Otherwise, environmental to pollen and dust. Next paragraph, present medications. Lipitor 3 days a week, propranolol on Reclast, R-E-C-L-A-S-T, once a year for osteoporosis. CoQ10, calcium, vitamin D, sumatriptan, S-U-M-A-T-R-I-P-T-A-N, as needed, probably once a month, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, he smokes marijuana, but no cigarettes, no alcohol, no drugs, and no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 64 inches tall, weight 150, blood pressure 160/98 on the right, 160/100 on the left. She says to be anxious. At home, apparently, is normal. No skin, mucosal, joint, or lymph node abnormalities. Alert or intestine free, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal tenderness, flank tenderness, no masses, ascites, or palpable liver spleen, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Back in November last year, creatinine 0.8, May of this year 0.99. August, it went up to 1.24 and 1.3 for a GFR down to 45 to 70, previously normal. Sodium potassium acid base was normal. A normal calcium. Normal albumin liver testing, normal glucose in the 70s to 100s. Repeat chemistry for September, creatinine has improved down to 0.95, which is normal. Normal hemoglobin, white blood cell platelets and differential. Minor increase of chloride. Normal calcium albumin liver testing. GFR better than 60, urine analysis, no blood, protein, or cells. Albumin, creatinine ratio not detectable. Next paragraph, the kidney ultrasound with mild right-sided hydronephrosis. Relatively small kidneys, however, no stone masses. No reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Isolated, not persistent abnormalities, kidney function back in August without any other associated symptoms or nephrotoxic medications. Kidney function has returned to normal, not symptomatic. Extensive review system negative, normal physical exam. The new thing is the high blood pressure, which she says attributed to being here in the hospital, very anxious, white coat hypertension. She's going to check it at home and call me in the next few days. No treatment indicated yet. At the same time, minor abnormalities on the kidney ultrasound for question hydronephrosis. We are going to do a renal scan with Lasix to assess a split kidney function and document any potential functional obstruction. Further recommendations to follow, enter dictation.